This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you listen to Marketplace every single day, you will lose 10 pounds a week. I promise. Guaranteed. All right, that's a lie, but it is essentially what some diet companies tell Americans in their ads all the time. And the Federal Trade Commission is trying to get tough on that. It's fined a handful of those companies, about $30 million total. Linda DePillis has been covering the story for The Washington Post. Linda, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
The diet industry in this country is enormous, billions and billions of dollars.
That's true. And it all depends on how you measure it, because there's wellness products, there's weight loss products, there's herbal ones and steroids. So, you know, you could peg it at anywhere from $20 billion to hundreds of billions of dollars. But it's big, to be sure.
And the fines announced in this settlement were $30 million. So it's not a whole lot of money, relatively speaking.
No, and it's not even big relative to the amount of revenue that those companies have made. And, you know, they tried to go for more, but the companies just – they have to take into account their ability to pay. So that's just basically what they could get out of them. And they're not – most of them, they're not shutting down. They're just saying, like, stop doing this.
How can the FTC actually crack down on this stuff? I mean, you see it online. You see it in broadcast. What can they do? This is – it's self-regulating, isn't it?
So what they've tried to do is recognizing that they're never going to have their enforcement attorneys get to every single case. What the media can help by applying a little bit of common sense, basically, in saying, look, this advertisement looks like it couldn't possibly be true. And so they've provided some guidelines. So that's basically their attempt to get to as much of it as possible.
But just for instance, so Google, from whence a lot of online ads come, they don't screen any of these ads, right? Do they?
No, I think the ad buying process there is pretty much automated. You bid on space, and it goes up on the internet, and they do take things down for a number of reasons that they lay out, but this specifically is not really one of them. False claims.
Yeah, so there's a whole big chunk of buyer beware in here.
Right. And what they'll say is that it's fine for weight loss companies to advertise their products. They just can't make completely false claims. And so, they've noticed that those blatant lies aren't as bad as they used to be. But it's not like the industry has reformed itself.
Which seems small solace. It's not as bad as it used to be. It does kind of prey on a vulnerable segment of the population, right? I mean, these people who want to lose weight and are willing to try everything.
That's true. And, you know, most of the time it's not going to hurt them. It's just going to take their money. So,
which is a different kind of hurt.
That's true. Absolutely. Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, that's people's right to pay for what they want as long as they're given true information. I think that's the FTC's case. Like, you can't lie to someone and say it's going to fix all your problems and you can eat all the food you want if it will not.
Right. Lydia DePillis, she's a business writer at The Washington Post. Lydia, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.